Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, I'm Sierra. Growing up in my grandfather's Victorian home on Maple Street was the foundation of my happiest memories. The creaky third step on the staircase, the stained glass window that cast rainbow patterns across the living room floor every afternoon, the massive oak tree in the backyard where Grandpa Walter built me a treehouse when I was 8, this place was more than just a house. It was my sanctuary. "This will all be yours someday, little bird," Grandpa would say, his eyes crinkling at the corners as he smiled down at me. "Your parents may have left this world too soon."
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
But I'll make sure you're always taken care of. I believed him. I had no reason not to. Especially since I'd dedicated the past 3 years to caring for him as his health declined. At 32, I'd put my career on hold, moved back into my childhood bedroom, and committed myself to making his final years comfortable. "You really don't have to check his blood pressure twice a day," my cousin Mark said during one of his monthly visits. Mark was Uncle Dennis's son, but unlike his father, he actually showed up regularly. "The nurse comes every other day." "I know, but it gives him peace of mind. And honestly, it gives me peace of mind, too." Mark nodded, understanding in his eyes. "You've always been his favorite." That same week, my best friend Jade dropped by with takeout. We'd been inseparable since college, and she knew exactly when I needed a break from caregiver duties. "How's the patient today?" she asked, unpacking containers of pad thai on the kitchen counter. "Stubborn as ever. Refused to take his afternoon meds until I agreed to watch that old Western with him for the third time this month." "That's Walter for you," Jade laughed, negotiating even from his sickbed. Everything changed when Uncle Dennis suddenly started visiting. Weekly at first, then almost daily. My father's older brother had barely acknowledged our existence for years, too busy with his real estate business in the city. Now he was bringing groceries, taking Grandpa to doctor appointments, and spending hours with him behind closed doors. "It's nice that Dennis is finally stepping up," Martha commented one afternoon. She was Grandpa's oldest friend and his lawyer, stopping by with some paperwork. "Although it's a bit late in the game to start playing devoted son." I nodded, uncomfortable with the sudden change, but unwilling to seem petty. As long as Grandpa enjoys the company. 2 weeks later, Martha called and asked me to come to her office. Her voice was tight, professional in a way it never was with me. When I arrived, she couldn't quite meet my eyes. "There's been a change to your grandfather's will and property holdings," she said, sliding a document across her desk.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
I tried to talk him out of it, but he insisted. My hands trembled as I read the papers. My name had been removed from the deed to the house. The home that had been promised to me, the home I'd been taking care of along with its owner, now belonged solely to Uncle Dennis. This can't be right, I whispered, my voice catching. There must be some mistake. Martha shook her head sadly. I'm afraid not. Dennis has been meeting with Walter privately and something convinced him to make this change. She lowered her voice. Sierra, I don't think your grandfather was entirely himself when he made this decision. The room seemed to tilt as the truth hit me. My uncle had swooped in during Grandpa's vulnerable state and stolen my inheritance right out from under me. I stormed into Grandpa's room that evening, papers clutched in my trembling hand. Grandpa, what's this about the house going to Uncle Dennis? He looked up from his book, confusion crossing his face before settling into stubborn defensiveness. Dennis needs it more than you do. You're young. You'll find your own place. He's going to take care of the family legacy. But you promised me. Things change, Sierra. Dennis has made some compelling points about keeping the property in the main family line. Before I could argue further, Uncle Dennis appeared in the doorway, a smug smile barely concealed. Ah, I see Martha spoke with you. Don't worry, I'll give you a reasonable time frame to find new accommodations. 30 days should be sufficient, don't you think? Later that night, I called Jade in tears. Can we meet tomorrow? I need your help with something. Of course. Come to my office during lunch. County records are public anyway. The next day, Jade pulled up files on her computer while I paced around her small office at the County Records building. Here we go. Dennis Mitchell's financial history is interesting. Her eyes widened as she scrolled. 3 failed businesses in 5 years. 2 bankruptcies. And look at this. He's currently facing foreclosure on his condo. So he's desperate for money. I leaned closer. Can you check when exactly the deed was changed? April 14th. Jade pulled up another record. That was the day after Grandpa's surgery, I finished. When he was on heavy pain medication, I have his medical records at home. He was prescribed oxycodone that entire week. Back at the house, I overheard Dennis on the phone in the study, the door slightly ajar. Yes, the listing can go live next week. The old man doesn't know. No, she has no idea either. We're looking at a quick sale, all cash if possible. My blood boiled. Dennis wasn't planning to preserve the family home. He was going to sell it immediately for a quick payday. That night, I sat at my bedroom window, staring at the oak tree that had stood witness to generations of my family. The treehouse Grandpa built me was still visible among its branches, a symbol of his love and the promises made. This isn't over, I whispered, pulling out a notebook as a plan began to form in my mind. Uncle Dennis had no idea who he was dealing with. I might have been blindsided, but I wouldn't be defeated, not when it came to protecting what was rightfully mine. The next morning, I approached Dennis with a carefully practiced expression of defeat. I've been thinking about what you said. I'll start looking for an apartment this week. Dennis's surprise quickly morphed into smug satisfaction. That's very mature of you, Sierra. I knew you'd come around. This performance bought me precious time. My first move was calling Mark, who agreed to meet at a coffee shop downtown. I've been meaning to talk to you about my dad, Mark said, stirring his latte nervously. He borrowed $15,000 from me last year. Said it was for investment opportunities, but I haven't seen a penny back. When I ask about it, he keeps saying he's waiting for a big payout soon. The house sale, I nodded. Mark, he manipulated Grandpa when he was heavily medicated after surgery. I need your help. Over the next week, Jade and I gathered evidence. We compiled Grandpa's medical records, showing he was on strong opioids when the deed was changed. The doctor's notes mentioned periods of confusion and should not make important decisions. While searching the basement for Grandpa's old financial records, I discovered something unexpected. An engineering report from 3 years ago documenting serious foundation issues that would cost over $100,000 to repair. I'd forgotten about it since we couldn't afford the repairs then. Dennis clearly had no idea. This could be useful, I told Jade. Dennis thinks he's getting a pristine property to flip. The final piece came when I placed small recording devices throughout the house. Jade helped me position them in the study, living room, and kitchen, places where Dennis often spoke freely, thinking no one was listening. My opportunity came sooner than expected. Dennis arrived to discuss moving arrangements, but found me reviewing Grandpa's medical records at the kitchen table. "What are you doing with those?" he demanded. "Just noting when Grandpa signed the new deed? Interesting timing. Right when he was on the highest dose of pain medication?" Dennis's face flushed. "You're not still hung up on that, are you? It's done." "Was it your idea, or did you always plan to manipulate an old man while he was drugged?" "Listen, you little—" Dennis leaned forward, voice dropping to a harsh whisper. "Your grandfather was perfectly clear-headed. And what if he was a little loopy? I deserve that house after everything I've done for this family. You think taking care of him for a few years entitles you to everything? I've waited decades for my share." "You told him you'd preserve the family home," he laughed. "Of course I did. You think I want this money pit? I have buyers lined up the moment the deed transfer finalizes. Your precious memories will be bulldozed for a duplex development." That afternoon, I sat in Martha's office, playing the recording as her expression darkened with each damning word from Dennis's mouth. "This," she said when the recording finished, "changes everything." 2 days later, Dennis walked into Martha's office to find both of us waiting. His confident smile faltered. "We need to discuss the property transfer," Martha said, her tone professional, but cold. "There's nothing to discuss. The paperwork is final." I placed my phone on the desk and hit play. Dennis's voice filled the room, confessing to his manipulation and his plans to sell the house. His face drained of color as his own words condemned him. "You recorded me? That's illegal." "Single-party consent state," Martha corrected. "And that's the least of your concerns. We have evidence of elder abuse, taking advantage of Walter's medicated state, isolation, undue influence. The district attorney is very interested." Dennis turned to me, voice lowering threateningly. "You ungrateful little—" "I wouldn't finish that sentence," Martha warned. "There's a police officer in the lobby waiting to take a statement if needed." That evening, we sat with Grandpa in his favorite armchair as I gently explained everything. The timing of the deed change during his medication, Dennis's financial troubles, the recorded confession, and his plans to sell the house immediately. "He said he'd keep it in the family," Grandpa whispered, hands trembling. "He said you didn't want the responsibility." "I've always wanted this house, Grandpa. I've been taking care of it. And you, because I love you both." His eyes hardened with a clarity I hadn't seen in months. "Get him out of my house, now." Dennis didn't go quietly. He tried rushing the sale, but mysteriously, every potential buyer received anonymous information about the property's foundation issues. His realtor dropped him when the elder abuse investigation became public knowledge. The legal consequences cascaded quickly. The court invalidated the deed transfer, issued a restraining order keeping Dennis away from both Grandpa and the property, and the DA filed formal elder abuse charges. Mark sued for his borrowed money, joining a growing list of Dennis's creditors. 6 months later, I stood in the newly renovated kitchen, admiring the fresh paint and updated appliances. Grandpa sat at the breakfast nook, looking stronger than he had in a year. "The contractor says the foundation work will be finished next month," I told him, pouring coffee into his favorite mug. Jade arrived with pastries and news. Dennis's business officially went under. Turns out nobody wants to work with someone convicted of elder abuse. He's leaving town. That afternoon, a letter arrived with Dennis's handwriting. A long, rambling apology filled with excuses and pleas for forgiveness, ending with a request to put this behind us. I fed it into the shredder without a second thought. The oak tree outside stood firm, its roots deep and uncompromising, just like mine. This house was where I belonged, where generations of my family had lived and loved. No one would ever take it from me again. Some betrayals can never be forgiven, only survived. And I had done more than survive, I had won. What would you do if a family member tried to manipulate your elderly grandparent out of their home? Would you seek revenge like Sierra did, or try to handle it differently?